talking about retirement. This is after Argentinian superstar footballer Lionel Messi announced he was retiring from international football, saying it was a decision that hurt, but that the time has come. Now, I can talk to Denise Taylor, Dr. Denise Taylor, who's a chartered psychologist and author who specialises in life after retirement. Hi, Denise.
Good morning. Hi.
Good morning. I'm good. How are you? Hello. Listen, we've only got a couple of minutes, but I think it's worth kind of teasing out the issues that face people when they think, I have to do this. I don't necessarily want to do it, but I have to do it now. What kind of goes through people's minds and how should they tackle that?
Okay, well, if they're thinking about why should I retire, I mean, it's to money or it's to relationships. Their partner's retiring or they're needing to stop working because they need to look after a family member. So these are the external things. But what most people don't think about is the impact it's going to have, whether you're a superstar professional athlete or, you know, just like us. Who are we without our job? It's our identity. It's what people know as us. It gives us meaning, a purpose. And without work, well, we've got to invent a new style, a new person. And professional sports people may become to be commentators, etc. But for the rest of us, it's like, but what are we going to do? Who are we now when we no longer have that job?
It's not just about money, is it? Because obviously with retirement, for most people, there comes a change of standard of living or expenditure. But it's more than that, isn't it?
Indeed. So work gives us meaning. And what I've always researched is, but how can you find meaning beyond the workplace? Because otherwise you just carry on doing more of the same until you reach old age. And then it's like, maybe I missed out on a chance. So whenever anybody's thinking about, should I retire? It's not, I'm leaving the job, but it's like, but what am I moving towards? What is it that I'd really like to do? 4 years ago, I went and bought 4 acres of woodland. So at 69 now, I spend a great deal of time out in woodland managing that, which is very different to being a psychologist, writer.
When do you think, is there a kind of eureka moment when you think, this is it?
It used to be, didn't it? It used to be, this is it because I've reached the standard retirement age, whereas now it's often all those little niggles, I can't really deal with this anymore, I've had enough.
Perhaps if you're listening and you're listening to Dr. Taylor, you're thinking, I'm nearly there, but I just don't know if I can get myself over the line. Maybe, Denise, we can get you back and offer some advice. Thanks so much, Dr. Denise Taylor, chartered psychologist and author.
The Voice of the UK.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.